All right. Thank you for the introduction, and I'd also would like to thank the Peace Caucus for putting together this important presentation. And as a scientist and a public health professional, my work has been involved in very laboratory-based work in looking at the effects of dioxins such as TCDD that was in the Agent Orange on cell function. So for me, this work is a bit of a departure, and it's really sort of where the laboratory research really meets history and some of the consequences. So the title of my presentation is A Poisoned Land, The Legacy of Agent Orange in Vietnam. So you see on the left the spraying that's going on, and on the right sort of the parallel, the fields, the cropland. And let's hope this goes okay. And to just let you know, I have no financial interest to disclose. So in 1961, the U.S. began to spray Vietnam with defoliant. Susan has already given you some background about the war, so I'm going to focus really on the defoliants that were sprayed. And the defoliation really had two purposes. One was Vietnam was a guerrilla war, what was termed a guerrilla war, and so the defoliation made the Vietnamese fighters much more visible. The other explicit stated reason for doing the defoliation was to deprive the Vietnamese people of food, destroy their crops. So if we look at the defoliants that were actually used, we find that we hear a lot about Agent Orange, but there were many different chemicals that were used. Most of them were phenoxy herbicides, that's a 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T, but there were other agents. So this is a whole rainbow of, you know, Agent Pink, Green, Purple, Orange we know about, but also Agent White, which was 2,4-D and picloram, which is another herbicide that also is a water contaminant. And Agent Blue, which is something completely different. It's an arsenical. And Agent Blue was used because it was a desiccant. It worked in a somewhat different way. So if we look at, here's the timeline. And so our question here is, what's the contemporary impact of the spraying that went on really from 1961 to 1971? And you see on the left, I've showed color-coded the intervals of spraying for the different defoliants. So you can see that pink and green weren't used for that long, that the bulk of the spraying was Agent Orange, which was from about 1965 to 1971. And you see that Agent Blue, the arsenical, was used throughout the whole interval from 1961 to 1971. So what we're wondering is, what's the health impact now that decades have passed? And so this is a three maps of South Vietnam, and they're color-coded, so as you veer toward the red, it means more intense spraying. So you can see that Agent Orange, there's, throughout the country, both the northern part of South Vietnam as well as, you know, in the south as well, there was fairly intense spraying. But you also see that Agent White was sprayed throughout the country, as was Agent Blue. So the area that was sprayed, to give you a sense of scales, is approximately the size of Massachusetts. And I just want to point out that on the left is a vegetation map, and if you could see the key, which you probably can't, you would see that the areas that are circled, which are where there was intensive spraying, are areas where there was either forest or rice crops, and the rice crops are the brown areas. And this is what it looks like afterwards. So it really is pretty total devastation. And I'm going to talk, I focus on the health effects of the individuals, the people, and the populace, but also keep in mind this is really an environmental devastation. And you destroyed a fairly complex ecosystem and replaced it in a lot of places with a monoculture later on. Okay, so Agent Orange was contaminated with TCDD and which is a potent toxicant. And I just want to show you this because I think it's really revealing. So any herbicide containing herbicide mixture containing 2,4-5-T is likely to have TCDD contamination. And TCDD is the most toxic of all the dioxins. There's many dioxins. They're called congeners, there's dozens of them. If you look at 245T up in the upper left and compare it to with TCDD at the bottom, you see that it's really two of the 245T molecules that have reacted together. This happens. It's not that difficult. So a hallmark of being sprayed with Agent Orange is the residual is only TCDD. If you look at other situations where dioxins are involved, you'll get like a whole panoply of different congeners. But the TCDD is the telling mark that it was Agent Orange or one of the other phenoxy herbicides. So if we look at the amount that was actually sprayed, 20 million gallons was sprayed over the forest. You can see that the main years were 1966 to 70. About 60% of the defoliant herbicide was Agent Orange. The contamination levels varied from 3 to 50 parts per million. This always happens. That's a typo. It shouldn't be parts per trillion, that's parts per million. And so Gene Stellman from Columbia has done a lot of work on this and has estimated 220 to 366 kilograms of TCDD. By comparison, another famous dioxin release was Seveso, Italy in 1976, which has been studied extensively. We know a lot about the health effects from that release because the epidemiology was done. That entire episode was less than 1 kilogram. So this is just to give you a sense of scale. It's documented. There's not a lot of measurements, but what measurements there are, we can tell. We can measure TCDD in breast milk. This is from the time of the spraying, and you see levels up to 1,800 picograms per gram, parts per trillion, same thing. Without the spraying, the comparison is Boston. It's below detection limit. And you would expect in a developing country to not be able to detect TCDD. So this is evidence. TCDD is uniquely toxic. We're not going to go through that, but I just want to say that it acts in a very specific way on the cellular machinery, and it reacts, binds to receptors, it changes transcription, it changes genes that are expressed, and this gives rise to a whole range of health effects that are possible. Health effects that have been, and this is based on epidemiology, not from Vietnam, but from other countries, find that TCDD is a carcinogen. And the cancers that increase, it's kind of unusual, all cancers, as well as breast cancer, some blood cancers, and respiratory cancers. And this work has been done in other countries, as New Zealand, you saw in the previous slide. And also there's been a lot of work done on Seveso to look at the change in cancer. It's a small change, but it is repeatable. TCDD is also developmental toxicant. This comes from epidemiology. Again, this is from work done outside of Vietnam. When exposure is prenatal or via breast milk, you see a lot of different changes. They're subtle changes. They're behavioral changes, changes in growth and development, changes in hormonal function. Also exposure during adolescence. So you're not talking neonates or prenatal, but during adolescence. Can cause effects, and we see that from Seveso, where adolescent boys had subsequent differences in sperm count. Just want to say that the National Academy of Science has reviewed the data, and this is based on the scientific data. These are the health outcomes that they say have limited or suggestive evidence of an association. Many of them are cancers, but you notice there's some chronic illnesses such as hypertension and diabetes. Also notice that the malformation, the congenital malformation, spina bifida, is also included as having some evidence of an association with Agent Orange. The next thing I want to emphasize is that TCDD is environmentally and biologically persistent. If you look at it in the environment, in sunlight, it lasts for just a few hours. It will break down. If it's in the soil, it can last for many years. And so this leads to hot spots that persist for some time afterwards. I also want to note that it's persistent in humans. And in humans, TCDD is a half-life of 7 to 10, 11 years. What this means is if you're exposed, your exposure will take, it'll take 7 to 11 years for your exposure to drop by half. So it's a long time. And we do see hot spots. These are hot spots related to bases in South Vietnam, and the three main hot spots that have been examined in some detail are Da Nang, Phu Cat, and Ben Hoa. And if you look at the levels, which are in red, you see hundreds of thousands of PPT. This is TCDD in soil. And these are recent measurements. These aren't historical measurements. These are taken fairly recently. Compared to that, the EPA recommends for remediation that you should remediate down to below 1,000 PPT. So these are quite contaminated sites. The consultant company that has done this work is called Hatfield, and their main scientist has said that there are 28 hotspots identified for military bases, and probably a lot more. The other thing to consider is the focus has been on Agent Orange, in that there are probably hotspots. Or not on Agent Orange, but on TCDD, they're probably hot spots from arsenic as well. So once you have environmental levels, even though environmental levels are probably fairly low, they are biomagnified in the food chain. So you have low levels of TCDD, they're taken up by the herbivores are eaten by the carnivores, that goes up the food chain, increases in concentration as you go up trophic levels, and humans are the top carnivore, so you get exposure that way. And we do see exposure. This is fairly contemporary data, so from 2000. And if you compare North Vietnam from South Vietnam, that's Ben Hoa data, you see that North Vietnam, everybody's up below 10 parts per trillion. In Ben Hoa, only 16% are below that level, and everybody else is much higher. So these are relative, and so this is distinctly different, and this is, you can compare with 21 PPT for the U.S. residents. Okay, so how does past herbicide spraying affect the health of the Vietnamese today? I'm not going to read that, but basically, the answer is we don't know, because there's never been any epidemiology done. There's plenty of epidemiology that's been done over the years, but it hasn't been done in Vietnam, so we don't have that sort of controlled studies. We do know there's apparent high rates of disabilities. Dr. Fong was a practicing physician. She noticed disabilities with the onset of the war, and if you go to Vietnam now, you do see a lot of children with malformations. The last thing I want to mention is that it may be possible for TCDD to alter health without direct exposure. And this is a little bit of the kicker. So if you think of generational effects, if you expose a woman to a toxicant who's pregnant, you essentially expose three generations. You expose the woman, you expose her fetus, and you expose the germ cells of that fetus. And that's called multigenerational. The concern that researchers are having is that toxicants may also change the germline of that fetus in such a way that those changes may be transmitted. Those are called epigenetic changes, and so that would be transgenerational, that you could potentially change, these alterations could be extended to subsequent generations. This is a hypothesis at this point. There is some evidence that TCDD operates through a transgenerational mechanism. So this is a rat study, and essentially in the rat study, female rats were treated with TCDD. I want you to look at the red arrows. For the red arrows show, we're looking at two health effects related to reproduction, follicle loss, and ovary disease. The red arrows are the great-grandchildren of the rats that were treated with TCDD. They're showing health effects, whereas the parallel, the great-grandchildren of the rats who weren't treated with TCDD don't have those same health effects. So this is moving, toward that direction. I also just want to mention that famine may play a role, and I'm running out of time, so won't go into details, but there can be generational effects with famine as well, and that you have to consider, because just as much as Agent Orange was there was also famine. So the implications, and so these are broad areas, these aren't really plans, but it would be good to have some structured epidemiological studies done in Vietnam. I know it's a long time afterwards, it's tricky, it's not easy, but to taking into account some of the other co-exposures and also some of the factors such as starvation and stress of war. Remediation is important. We don't have TCD health studies from Vietnam, but we have them from plenty of other places. So the remediation that has started, and it has started, should continue, and there should be additional surveys in other sites. And the last thing is really, it's not so much a plan, but just sort of a principle to put forward, is that the assistance to the Vietnamese people should be comparable to what we see to U.S. vets. In terms of the VA does assume that certain health outcomes, certain birth defects are related to Agent Orange, and we should make an effort to do the same for the Vietnamese people in terms of both equity and justice. And that concludes. And I thank you.